Hebrews 11, 39 and 40. All of these people we have mentioned received God's approval because of their faith. Yet none of them received all that God had promised. For God had far better things in mind for us that would also benefit them. For they can't receive the prize at the end of the race until we finish the race. You know, I was reading that scripture one day and I thought, Lord, now I know why you don't pass out the rewards until the end of time. If I'm here on this earth and I lead 500 people to Jesus in my life and get 500 people healed or delivered or whatever, and then I die, well, is my life over? Somebody say, yeah, that's all you're going to do. No. If I died today, I'm going to leave over 700 teachings available to people. And do you know some of these people may be listening to these things 50 years from now or 100 years from now? You know that? And if they're listening to these teachings 50 or 100 years from now, since it's Jesus that's doing it and not me, these things are alive. So when I hear have somebody that say, I never heard of you until last week. Never. I've been doing this for 30 years. Never heard of you until last week. I listened to one of your CDs and I learned about repentance. I repented of my sins and stood by faith and God instantly healed me of my problem I've had for 20 years. I have those kind of testimonies come in all the time. Now then, that man never saw me, never met with me. He never knew who I was. Only thing he did was listen to God's word that I had the privilege of teaching. And he got healed. And that's so amazing that whenever somebody does that, but you know, that could change a man's life. That could change multitudes of people's lives. And these teachings, over 700 of them, you know, who knows if God doesn't come again in the near future, it may be 100 years from now. And there still may be hundreds of these books out here. Just think 2,000 years later, whose gospel are we still going by? Paul's. Paul said, this is my gospel. I'm preaching this. That's what he said, wasn't it? So he said, this is my gospel. Are people's lives still being impacted by the writing that Paul did 2,000 years ago? Every day. So why could God not judge Paul when he died? Because he couldn't give him the rewards because he wouldn't, no way, they could all been there. Paul is still building up rewards, isn't he? And that's the same way we will be. Let's go to chapter 12. Chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great, huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily hinders our progress. And let us run with endurance the race that God has set before us. You ever stop to think what that sin in your life might be? Because I'm going to tell you that's not the same sin for everybody. Look at what it says here. Since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses, we're surrounded by them. Do you really reckon that really that the men and women that have died, these great men and women of faith are looking over the portals of heaven and watching us on a day-by-day basis and seeing what we're doing in the kingdom of God? Wouldn't that be something if they were? You know, can you imagine, especially say your father or your mother or something up there watching you run this race down here, my mother especially, I can just see her now leaning over the portals of heaven saying, that's my boy down there, son, go get him. Can't you just hear a mother doing that? Sure, that's my son down there, look at him. He just led another man to Jesus or he just got another person healed. Go, son. I mean, you know, that's the way we did it when your mothers were out there playing football. I mean, when Tim used to play football, I can remember every time Tim would break loose and start running for a great run. He'd may run 20 or 30 yards. Betty, she's on her feet jumping up. She said, look at my son go. That was her son. And then first time he did something wrong, he said, you need to take care of your son. So he's only mad when he's bad. He's hers when he's good, you know. So isn't that the way mothers are? So I can see all these witnesses hanging over the portals of heaven telling us, go, go, keep up the good work. Don't fall by the wayside. These things are going to happen. You know, stand your ground and run in faith. Don't back up. Keep going. Be strong. Let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily hinders our progress. What is that sin in your life? What is the sin that so easily drags you off? Stop and think about it. It could be anything. It's not going to be the same for every one of us, I can assure you. the sin that's going to slow me down might not have any effect on you at all. You know, I mean, I think of some people, you know, today in the church that they're like to really drink, or they like to dip, or they like to chew, or they like to smoke, or whatever. I think about the people that do that. That sin doesn't have any effect on me whatsoever. But, you know, I have no problem with not smoking, not chewing, not drinking. Now, that's not a problem with me. But that sin, if you got a sin, whatever it is, that you cannot overcome it, if it's ruling you, that's your sin. And you can't be a good witnessing Christian if you're an alcoholic. You just can't be. You know, you can be a Christian, but you can't be a good, powerful witness if you're always sitting around drinking all the time. Or if every time I see you, got a dip in your mouth, or you got a cigarette hanging out of the corner of your mouth. You know, that may be your sin, or who knows, your sin, if you're a man, your sin may be looking at pretty girls. You know, a lot of men have that problem. You know that? I mean, I've seen lots of men that call themselves Christians. They can be sitting there talking to you, just carrying on a conversation, and a beautiful young woman walks through, and man, they lose their total concentration at what they're saying to you, and they're looking at that girl till she gets out of sight. You know what I mean? They're hooked on girls. The sin that's going to overcome you is going to be different for each one of us. But he's trying to tell us here, let us strip off every weight that slows us down. Every weight. If you have trouble getting along with people, and some people do, some people can't get along with nobody. You know, I mean, they seem like they pride themselves in not being able to get along with nobody. That's not Christ-like. You know, Jesus tells us to strip off even the smallest things of that. Throw them away. You don't want nothing to slow you down. Stop and think. If I was going to run, what kind of a uniform do you think I would put on? You think I'd put on a great big heavy pair of pants and a big old coat and long full-length coat and all that stuff? And you think I would do that if I was going to try to run a five-mile race? No, what do you think I might put on? A pair of shorts, you know, maybe that's all. Something really light, because I don't want any weight on this body at all, right? And if I plan to win a race, I go out and run until this thing gets to be what I call a lean, mean machine. Is that right? I ain't got no 20 pounds hanging off the front side here I'm trying to carry around if I'm going to win a five-mile race, or especially if I'm going to win the marathon at 26-mile or the Ironman or whatever they call that. I ain't going to be out there carrying a 20 or 40 or 60-pound weight around on my belly trying to win that race. If I go to win that, I'm going to have worked out until this thing is some kind of lean and mean. Is that right? I want it lean and trim. I don't want to carry no weight, but the Lord's using that as an analogy here. Let us strip off every weight that slows us down. Every weight. So every kind of sin, since we're talking about a spiritual set of rules here, everything that could slow you down spiritually. If you have trouble getting along with people, get over it. You know, start loving people, making it a point to go to those people and love them. You know, some people won't even go visit nobody because they say, I can't get along with him or her anyway. Well, let me tell you what, I'm going to get along with you. You know, I'm going to treat you so many ways, you're going to have to like some of them. There may be some of the things I do you don't like, but if I find out there's things you don't like that I'm doing, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to try my best to change those ways, right? You know, my wife, she says, you know, I don't like it when you turn your T-shirts wrong side out. Well, I mean, the flesh rose up in me, and I wanted to say, well, woman, get over it. You know, that's what God give you to me for, to turn my T-shirts right side out. But if I know, when I ask her that question that day, honey, is there anything that I do that you don't like? Now, I'm going to tell you that I just knew that she was going to say, oh, honey, you're perfect. You know, I just knew that. I mean, that's the attitude I went at. That's what I would never have asked her if I'd have thought she... But when I said, is there anything I could do that make your life better? I just know she's going to say, of course not. You're perfect in every way, you know. I mean, it didn't take her a heartbeat. She said, yes, there's something you do that really bugs me. I thought, what? I said, well, what is it? She said, your T-shirts. I said, well, what about my T-shirts? She said, every time you take one off, you turn it wrong side out, and then I have to wash it and then turn it right side out. And that's when I started to say, well, woman, just get over it, you know. But I thought, now I asked this girl what I could do to make her life better. And she told me. Now, what kind of heathen would I be if I just tell her to get over it? That wouldn't be a very good thing to do, would it? Not after I ask her. But I mean, of course, you got to realize that when you ask somebody, even one of your loved ones, you know, your son, your daughter, or your mate, like I did my mate, if you ask them something, if all of a sudden they tell you you're not perfect, don't take an offense with it. You know, change. In other words, if you're having trouble getting along with your wife, like obviously I did not know that this was a little burr under her blanket. You know, she had never really said anything because she's trying to be the sweet woman that she's supposed to be. But so when I asked her and she just immediately said, yes, you could turn your t-shirts wrong, right side out from into the wrong side out. And I thought, okay. I asked, so now then I'm going to get rid of that thing. And I asked her what I could do, and she told me. So I went in there and tried to figure out a new way to take my t-shirts off. And believe me, you can teach an old dog how to do new tricks. I've learned how to take my t-shirt off, and the only time I can't get it off without turning it wrong side out is if I'm soaking wet with sweat. Then I cannot get it off without turning it wrong side out. And when I turn it wrong side out, then I turn it right side out before I put it in the dirty clothes. So when she winds up with my t-shirts, they're always right side out. And it made her happy. Now, what did the Lord tell me to do here? He says, let us strip off every weight that slows us down. Now, what if I had just told her, well, woman, get over it. You know, that's your job. You're just going to have to turn my t-shirts right side out. And some men will do that to their wife. You know that? They'll do that. So if they do that, then they're not walking in love according to God's word, are they? That's a weight that's there that's going to drag between you and your mate from now on. And she may never say nothing else about it, but she'll always have it in her heart. He doesn't really love me as much as I thought he did. Because if he really loved me, he would have done what I asked him. As a Christian, I'm going to do the best I can to make this girl's life happy. I'm going to try. Let us strip off every weight that slows us down, and especially the sin that so easily hinders our progress. Now, I don't know what that sin is in your life, but all of us got one.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return on our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Are You Strong in Faith? Or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.